Junction I've covered. My host was Tygo Donahue. The action takes place in the village hall, and we begin as we ought to begin, with some fine Kerry music. Den O'Leary fiddle and Jimmy Doyle accordion.
Johnny O'Sullivan, you're the chairman of the Raheem Tug of War team, and next Friday night here in Balladoff, you're beginning the carnival of the festival. This isn't the first carnival you've had, is it?
No, that was, it's not the first, to the first carnival we have in the village. There was two carnivals there before, like,
for the first from your committee, is it?
Our committee of the Tug of War and the people of Balladoff. There was no the first carnival was in 75 and the next one was in 1976. So there were no carnival the last years.
No, it says Tug of War there on top. Tug of War is obviously very popular around here.
How the Tug of War started in our district was, it started in the first carnival over here in 75. We formed a team in Raheen and we came to the carnival. And we won out the carnival, and it was, I'd say, of my lifetime, it was the best pull that was in my lifetime that I've seen.
You looked like a tug-of-war man yourself.
Well, I pulled tug-of-war all my life. I pulled it first in 1937, and I pulled it last in 1977.
That's 40 years of it.
40 years of it, yeah.
And was the tradition going back even before?
The tradition was going back beyond that. You had a flying column, there was flying column to go out in this area. That is as far as I could go over to life. They knew how to be on the media team and they were the head for team. After that then, there was hardly any to go out until the carnival started in 1975. And that's the time our Raheem club was formed.
What's the most exciting tug of war you've ever seen?
Well, I think the most exciting pull was the local pull that was here in 1975 in the carnival between Raheem and Clonkeen.
How long did that take?
Well, it went to three pulls. There was one pull went down for a quarter of an hour and the rest was something less. Raheem came out by a scratch and the winner.
What does it take to make a good tug of war team?
Well, it takes eight dedicated men and a good coach.
Now I gather you're a coach at the moment, are you?
Yes.
Which team are you coaching?
Raheem team.
And how would you tell us about them? Are they a good big team?
Well, they're good. No, they were ordinary men that came together and they were dedicated to the job and they trained well.
How do you train for tug of war?
Well, we put up a weight. We put up a platform and we pull up a barrel of concrete, which is about 800 weight. We attach the rope to two pulleys, one on the ground and the other across the path. And you just keep that open, leave it down, take it up again.
And how many nights a week would you do that for training?
Well, I want to do it 3 nights a week to be fit, to be properly fit.
How many have you in the team?
Eight in the team.
And do you grade them? Are the biggest men at the back or they at the front, or how do you work it?
Yes, more or less, like the weightish man and the anchor, as we said, the anchor of the rope and so forth. Like.
Are you allowed to dig in?
Well, there are two kinds of tug of war now. One is ground tug of war, and the other is a stand up pull, which was there ever. But there's a new tug of war, it's called a ground pull, where we dig trenches for the men and the sitting on the dig. And they get a yard to go on an inch either way, and I think it's seated.
And that tug of war could take longer than the other, I suppose, could it?
Well, no, roughly about the same time it takes, like, because an inch a minute is 6 feet is the pulling out here by us, like, you see in the stand-up.
So it's very close business here.
It's very close business. Tiny Tagawar, who sets up with his gross business, and his being fit is the most important thing in it, and being trained.
And you find it difficult to get referees?
Well, not so much. We have our own referees now. We hadn't for a start, and it feels much easier now, but that's the only thing that's happening, that we're not fit enough, we're not training enough. In the start, we trained wonderful, and we gave it down a small bit.
How many teams have you in the competition here?
Well, we're on a local, we're on a Christmas tournament here, and we had 23 teams. We had 23 teams for that. That was between a ground pole and a stand-up pole. And we had a pub, fireside in the night.
And would you get many people turning up as spectators for the Christmas one?
Oh, yes, we got the big crowd for Christmas.
And when do you hold that? What time of Christmas?
Thanks, Stephen's here.
So they work coming down to Balladur?
Oh, they work coming down, bringing all our gear for that.
you don't hunt the wild boar here?
Oh, certainly.
You do that too?
We do.
Oh, the Ren boys join in?
Pass on and, you know, that'd be generous to them from that pass on, exactly.
So no one will be losing at the end of the day, I suppose?
No one at all.
Least of all the lads in the pubs, probably. At the end of it.
Well, it's what that is, part of the game, like.
And how long will the carnival go on for? A week or what is it?
It will go on from the 21st of June to the 1st of July.
And you've got various queens, I think, up for election, have you?
Well, we have six beautiful queens this game, like.
And where do they come from, Johnny?
They come from the surrounding districts. They're roughly a radius of 5 miles.
And how were they selected?
Well, every district selects their own queen.
So what districts now would be involved here?
Well, first of it, Rahin, Gipkart, Baradok, Kilkwan, Ardenaynig, and Lukhansk and Sestari.
And I suppose you think I ought to meet the queens?
Well, I'd love to meet the queens, because you will meet a good selection of nice girls anyway.
Well, Johnny said that they were glamorous young ladies, and he didn't make any mistake. He obviously has a very good eye for talent himself. We've got five queens here. Irene McCarthy is unfortunate with us, not her fault this evening, but she will be. She will be here for the off on Friday night. Now, the first queen, what's your name?
Bernie O'Donoghue.
And Bernie, whom are you representing?
Art Lennox.
Where were you selected now? How did it happen?
At the community selection, and I decided to go with them.
Now, where's Ardenaynig?
It's 4 miles from Ardenaynig.
And
4 miles from Killarney.
It's on the way into Killarney from here. And what is it? Is it a village or a townland?
It's a village.
And what do you do yourself?
I'm working in a hospital in Killarney.
Working hard?
Yes.
So you'll tell me anyway. Who's the next now?
Miss Healy for Baradon.
Oh, you're the local daughter,
right,
here.
Yeah.
And when were you selected?
I was selected by the people of the area that gave me the opportunity, so I was let take it.
How long ago? Would you think you're going to politics after this now?
No, I don't think so.
Who's next along the way? And Marie, you're from Glenfleth.
Yes.
Now, how were you selected?
As a community in my own area selected.
What did they say to you? How did they pick you?
They asked me if I'd like to go forward for Queen in my service.
So. And here you are.
Yes.
And the next now?
I know you're from Kilcorn.
No, and where's Kilcorn?
About 2 miles from Barrow Village.
And the same question to you, how did they select you?
People of the area asked me to go forward, and I did so.
This your first time going to a festival like this?
That's right.
No, yourself?
Sheila Lucy for Ahi.
And Sheila, who selected you? How were you selected?
Well, the committee asked me, would I go forward to the Queen? Yeah.
And you did? Now we'll go back and we'll ask them all the leading questions. Which is a good question. What's your name again now?
Bernie O'Donoghue.
Now, Bernie, why do you think the people ought to vote you in Queen? Make your pitch now. This is your chance.
Well,
you have a nice smile anyway. Go on, yeah.
I would like if the Queen came back out direction, out the name of direction.
Would you like to have a queen from Ardenonic?
They never had a queen from Ardenonic before.
Never had a queen from Ardenonic before. They have to be ashamed of themselves. Now, your name again?
Liz,
why do you think people have to vote you queen on Friday?
Well, just for the crack, I guess, just because I'm from the area, I guess.
You're not worried either way?
No. Just for the fun.
Good. Your own name again?
Marie Murphy.
And why would you like to be Queen Marie?
Well, Jim Fisk is a home of the Odenhoes, and I think the cup should be brought back to them.
You do? Yeah. You think you're royalty in Jim Fisk? Yeah. Well, I suppose that's the way of looking at it. And again, now you
know. I don't hear it.
And why should they elect you Queen?
Well, I've worked here in Barrowdale for 3 years, and I service people. I worked in Ty Godenhoes supermarket in Barrowdale.
That sounds like a commercial if ever I had one.
And I think they know what to do, and they're who they're voting for.
You think they'd go for you anyway? Yeah. And now, Miss Lucy, isn't it? What's your first name?
Sheila,
why should they elect you, do you think?
Well, they had a queen before. The first carnival was the Raheem Queen that got it. So I'd like to follow on again and be Raheem Queen again.
What do you think of the Dilla girls along the line?
Oh, I think they're lovely.
Are you in speaking terms?
Yeah.
When will you know whether you'll be queen or not?
The Tuesday night.
Oh, the Tuesday night,
yeah.
You'll know that.
Yeah.
And how will you go about getting the vote?
Most people will vote, yeah.
Would you forecast how many votes you get?
I couldn't say.
Could you forecast yourself how many votes you get?
Roughly 500.
500?
Yeah.
Is that a quarter?
No.
There's no one I'm sure lose that deposit anyway.
No.
Magic Am. Yes, I'm here to tell the fire. Sunny is fine, yeah. The sun is all in me. Yes, I'm here.